Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is March the 28th, 2019. This is a PM edition, and I have two special guests, listeners, they've become friends over the year, a couple of years we've been talking. But I want them to give their input like I've been bringing other listeners on to give people an education in different areas. Because I think this is just, we're looking at mainstream people, mainstream America, and they're rendering their opinion on what the hell the problem is with this government and with this administration, this Congress, the Senate, and all the stuff that's going on the planet against us, all these different things. With that said, Chris and Elaine, man and wife, I'm going to hand it over to you, and you tell us what the problems are and what we need to do to resolve it.
Well, Bill, we thank you so much for having both of us. Over the last, before I even knew you or met you or heard your broadcast or anything, you've been going through all this mess, and I know how many times I've been hit. With all these weapons and all this stuff that needs to be taken down. But, speaking of that, there's been one thing that's been on my mind the last couple of days, long and hard, and especially since we were supposed to do this yesterday, but didn't. I took a little bit extra time and really thought about what I was going to say and what I was going to open up with at that particular time. So it's probably a good thing you didn't, because it gave me a little bit of time to reflect.
Well, that's good. That's good. Go ahead, Chris.
Seeing what they're doing right now and what they're pushing, and the main thing that they're scared of, this, above all else, must be protected. And that is, if we lose our right to keep and bear arms, our country as we know it is done. It's over. Because they can walk into our private property, they can take our home, they can take our car, they can take our belongings, they can rape our wives, they can do any damn thing they want to, because you better believe they'll have guns and they'll have weapons, and we won't. And so, if it comes down to that, the people who have them and the people that can do it better be ready to lock and load and better be ready to get this shit on, because we have one last chance of doing this and getting it right, because if we lose this one, we have lost it. It's over.
I'm in agreement. And them trying to pass legislation recently to ban guns and take away guns, and Nancy Pelosi, she was one of them that pushed for it. And over here in Missouri, we got some congressmen down here that are patriotic. One of them introduced to where we got to have a semi or an automatic, I don't know what the hell it is, rifle by 2022, I think it is, if you live in Missouri. And we have the right to carry now. They passed a law where we have the right to carry without a permit, as long as you don't have a felony and you have a legal driver's license or ID card in Missouri, you legally can carry concealed. And you can walk in any business carry concealed unless they got a sign on the door that's got a big circle with an X across the gun saying no guns, firearms allowed.
That is what you call constitutional carry.
That's right. This is the wild, wild west now, constitutional carry. That's the way it should be.
That should be in every state across the nation. We should not have to have permits to carry a gun.
And they've got it in Kansas, too. They've got it across the state line from me here, just a few miles, and here on the Kansas side. And they've got the same thing. As long as, you know, they don't have any felonies and they got a legal driver's license in Kansas, they carry concealed without a permit. Also, there's several states have done this, but we can't cross the state line with a concealed weapon that is, you know, you'd have to have one of the international permits to do it.
Well, that is truly our last line of defense, because if we lose that, we lose our right to have a well-regulated militia and to take our country back if the government gets out of control, which is exactly what they are afraid of right now, because they know they are out of control according to the Constitution of the United States, and they know they've been caught. And so they are at a fever's pitch to get this thing done, because they know what's about to happen. And our friend Dr. William Mount did a hell of a broadcast this morning, because even he said the arrests are about to start. They're about to go in and start cracking heads, because Trump said that he is releasing absolutely everything that he's been holding back.
The FISA, so, you're talking about the FISA documents is what he referred to, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, he promises JFK documents, unredacted. He promises FISA. He promises 911. All the stuff was supposed to be unredacted. Now he's saying it again, and we haven't seen him do it. Maybe it's because the squeeze is kind of off of him with Mueller and all. I don't know. We'll see. All we do is at this point sit back and see whether this guy's been, you know, stooged, whether he's a stooge from the beginning. We all got stooged by him, or what? You know, because false hope, he seems to be the game that they constantly want to put on. This false hope thing. Oh, there's indictments against him floating. Oh, that's all bogus. Oh, there's military tribunals. Oh, that's all bogus. It's all bogus. It's about to squeeze down on him is what it amounts to. And it's a disinformation.
Yeah, I know. I got to say, you know, and it hurts me to... it hurts me to say this, but, you know, there's two people that I used to follow. I'm gonna use the word religiously, because I checked every day, and it was Dr. William Mount that is still on, and you and Tom Hennigan, because I thought that him being who he was and with the connections that he had, that he wasn't going to say anything to discredit himself or say anything that wasn't truthful.
Hey, when you got, for a moment, as an example, all the lies I started hearing, and then she's in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the next day she's at her funeral, Hilda Beast, of a congressman. Go ahead. I mean,
you know, and when I found that out, it was just devastating, because that's where I was getting a lot of my intelligence and pretty much taking it as gospel, because with who he was, if he said it, it had to be, you know, it had to be pretty much fact.
Well, he would pick up a few things about the dossier and who was involved and stuff like that. It was always the repeated history lesson of the crime syndicate, okay? And it was always about Leo Wanta getting paid and him getting paid. And I got tired of him and asking for donations all the time from my listeners. It comes a point.
And after,
after other things, without getting into it all, other things, I finally said enough's enough. And even Glenn Kennedy said enough's enough. Okay?
And you know, after him helping you with that helicopter over your house, you know, in that situation, I figure, well, if, you know, if the man gonna help a helicopter blow up over somebody's house to save their life, you know, the guy's legit, he's good, and he's a patriot. And then I find out that the very guy that I figure is good, legit, and a patriot is stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, I know.
And it really pissed me off because it makes the real patriot community look really bad. I mean, everybody started to learn early on, you know, that Alex Jones was a stooge once they did research into Stratford Media and that whole, you know, organization that he's mixed up in and where he came from. We learned early on who he was and who paid for him.
Not early enough,
but, you know, we all learned. You don't get that big unless you got major backup. But, that being said, if we don't find a way to get us all on one accord as a patriot community and get them to stop all this damn divide and conquer routine, then we're going to have a problem because that's their favorite game to play, and there's too many people in the patriot community that fall right into that bullshit. Divide and conquer.
Yep, that's what they do. And they've got their stooges. Go ahead.
When all of us join together as one, we have more power than they have because there's more of us than they are of them.
Yes, there's many of us and few of them. Many of us, millions of us.
Like
just a few thousand of them.
A movie, but they show us right there. Together, they cannot conquer us.
Which movie is that?
Like Jesus in it.
In the movie Ants. Yeah.
I like the one, you know, I put it up there under the link on my website, Whatever Christians Should Know, and I'm going to add to it different broadcasts that need to be added. But the point is I, one of the first things I put in there is for people to go see the movie Independence Day, July the 4th. I'm not going to see it, but rent it or whatever,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the alien invasion. You know, and that's what we have, an alien invasion, folks. It's fallen angels occupying here on Earth, human form, made a deal with our government. Our government gave them bases. They're all hooked in with our communications in Bluffdale, Utah, with an alien base on the south side. Otis Johnson even confirmed it when he went there with a U.S. general once and confirmed to me that it was there because I saw him cutting a hole on the south side years before, back in 1994, going across the freeway there. In Utah, but the point is they've done this, and that movie reflects what the hell we're going to have to battle soon, because we've got them in human form, 200,000 these fallen angels in human form occupying people, and they're controls of governments throughout the world, and they're in control of our economy, and it's called the Gray Men's Empire. I've talked about this on all my shows, or a lot of them, and you know, the 12 disciples of Satan are the control box. We've got to take that money back, folks, and all the real estate that they hold in the United States and the control over the economy. I mean, we're talking... Go ahead, Chris.
That brings up one of the things that William Mount covered this morning. As a matter of fact, one of the major banks where they hold a lot of their money over in Russia, I believe it is, got raided last night, and they got everything on Hillary.
Well, that would be good. All they have to really do is look at Norman Brownstein, the ATIPEC director, and the money laundering is Uranium One, goes back to Fidelity, where he's the director of Fidelity Financial in Denver, which is 44% of the pension funds in the U.S., And he also was director of Silverado Savings, where they were narcotics money laundering for Hildebeest and all of them. Neil Bush, the president's son. And, you know, Norman Brownstein's showing up all over all kinds of other stuff to deal with the foundation, with the money laundering. There was something here in the past couple of days. I forgot what it was that came to my attention. I got to get it up on the site. But, Chris, it's this thing. What should be done with Hildebeest? I'll ask you that question. Hillary Clinton.
Well, the first thing is, you know, like William Mount said this morning, he said, quote, they're going after the whole Hillary Clinton organization, not just Clinton herself, but everything that they've been, all the money that they've been putting up for the last 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years, however long it is, they're going back, according to him, and confiscating everything and getting it all. But
well, they need to look at, they need to open up M&L Business Machines Company, which was a sting operation of the United States government on them, and where Milman paid an $80 million fine. And in case the president listens to this, it's sealed under national security. It can be reopened. In there, I can give you the account numbers where it went through the Bahamas of Hillary Clinton's $2.5 billion of her drug money from Iran-Contra, MENA, Arkansas, when she was first lady and he was governor. And the government stung him. Matter of fact, as Ross Perot set up the operation after Ronald Reagan put him in charge as an oversight with five other men, six of them total, over to CIA. And he got disgusted in 1984, and he formed part of the CIA and part of the IRS together. And they had the authority to do that, and he did a sting operation on them. And where did it go back to? Denver, Colorado, folks. Denver, my ex-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to pay an $80 million fine for bribing U.S. government officials over it. Larry Mizell paid a fine, and so did Norman Brownstein. Both APEC directors, folks. American-Israeli pact that controls the United States Congress, the Senate, period. Politicians. But Milman paid an $80 million fine. And what was interesting, Mayor Federico Pena had to pay $1.5 million, resign his Secretary of DOD position, and turned around and they asked him the question, oh, it's because of my wife and kids, I'm resigning. No, it's because he was under indictment, and he paid the fine. But they found over 150 federal agents, judges, and prosecutors have been bribed by Leonard Milman, Larry Mizell, and Norman Brownstein, and they did nothing about it. They were all paid between $1 and $1.5 million each for different things that they did for them, but yet they got to keep the bribes. Nobody was touched, and nobody went to jail, and it was all shut down by the Clintons, because it was in 1997.
Well, you know.
And Chubb Securities of Denver, Colorado, which Norman Brownstein is also on the board of directors, paid Bill Clinton's legal fees, fines for lying to the Congress, the Senate, lying for the grand jury during the impeachment proceedings. They also paid, because he supposedly had a policy with Chubb Securities, they paid Paul Jones off and the others in settling the lawsuits that were against him. Norman Brownstein, director.
Something has to be going on here, Stu, because the other thing that Trump tweeted and has been very vocal about the last couple of days, besides Pfizer, was he said personally, and he mentioned by name, he said, I'm about to get to the bottom of Mr. Eric Holder in Fast and Furious and their gun running.
Oh, really? Well, there's, if they get Fast and Furious, if he's really serious, I know all about it. There were three federal agents that were killed in the field as a result, and it was Daddy Bush, and he was given a cut to Eric Holder, to Hildebeest, and to Barack Obama of the drugs that they were bringing in the Fast and Furious thing, and swapping guns for drugs. Now, three federal agents are dead because of them and their illegal activities. That puts them up for murder. Murder. They can get all three of them, Eric Holder, Barack Obama, and Hildebeest for murder of those three federal agents. They can prove it.
What we seem to have forgotten was Trump had said sometime last year that he's going to wait until the Mueller report was officially out before he released what he had. And now here we are.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
We'll see if he releases things. We'll see if we're being stooged. Maybe since Mueller's off his back. And maybe they can operate now. I don't know. But I know that whole Justice Department has been corrupt for years. It always has been. Even the Attorney General was a cover-up meister during Iran-Contra for Daddy Bush, the current Attorney General. So I don't have any faith in them doing anything. But maybe they will. I don't think they will. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to get into the false hope game or anything else. I'm not going to play that crap anymore. I'm not going to have people pushing that.
Believe me, I know. I understand.
Yeah. It's always these spooks are always in the false hope game. And, oh, you know, they're going to tell everything they're involved with or whatever. And, you know, they play their game. But this is the way life is. So I'm going with experts. I'm going with my listeners. I want the people to know what we got to do. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
I think that now is the perfect and opportune time, because if you think about it, the Mueller report's been dropped. They didn't find anything, so now he's in hot water. But if Trump drops all this stuff on him before 2020, and they are literally all on the run because they've all been exposed, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, they're going to be able to do. Absolutely nothing. If he drops the files of documents and he goes after Eric Holder and exposes all that, and he exposes everything else, between now and 2020, the news media is not going to be able to cover it up.
Well, we'll see if this all happens, Chris. But if it doesn't, and we're sitting out here in stooge game much longer, you know, if they get their way, in 6 months, I think it was, that one bill they signed, they can come confiscate the guns. Now, Pelosi passed that. There were 241 of them that pushed for that. Now, that was supposed to be a bill they passed that Monday, when Trump's old attorney was up there lying for Congress. So, I don't know. We're going to see.
Well, if they try that, I don't know too many real patriots that is going to give their stuff up willingly.
No,
I think they know. That's another thing. How in the hell are they going to get Trump to sign it? He ain't going to sign that.
No. No, he better not sign that. But what are we fighting up against? We're fighting up against G5, G6. We're fighting weather wars with HAARP. We're fighting all the stuff that's wiped our food supply out, wiped the season of food out in America and cattle. I mean, and it's just the beginning. The rain that we had today was pretty heavy here in Kansas City, torrential stuff again. And, you know, all this farmland down the street here, I guarantee you the runoff, Missouri and Illinois, it's all going to be hit just like Nebraska was hit. Give it about 4, 5, 6 days. It all is moving that way.
Well, see, like you say, this is a big if, but if we can get this done and start getting all these people disbarred, locked up, and put up, then we can shut everything down without too much opposition, because the rest of the country will know, hey, we thought these people were crazy, but oh shit, this shit's a fact. And I mean, that's kind of what we're up against. If we had the rest of the country behind us and everybody was as awake as we are, they wouldn't have a chance.
Okay, so putting them in jail, locking them up for the crimes that they've committed, given equal justice under the law and under the Constitution, would be one of the best ways to do it.
Yeah, definitely. And your recall petition that needs to be circulated. In fact, if you send me a copy of that, I will post it all over my Facebook and start circulating that all over.
Okay.
And be sure you explain that it's, if we all put in, you know, $25 a piece or $10 a piece or whatever, that we can pay for one and it won't cost.
Well, if there's a recall petition for every congressman and every senator, everybody can do. It averages about $150 filing fee with the Secretary of State's office of your state, and it can be anywhere from zero to $150, and it could be anywhere from zero to about $150 for the. You'll want to get the voter registration list showing those that are registered voters. And then ask them, when you take the list out, you know, you got it, everybody has a full list. So you'll have to compare their driver's license with their signature to make sure it's them, okay? And that's what that purpose is, so you're not turning in a bunch of fake people. And if you're standing out at Walmart and you're getting ready to say we're recalling them because she's a drunk in office, she's drunk all the time, falling down, pissing her pants and stuff like Nancy Pelosi, this kind of stuff going on, hey, reason for recall. Trying to take the guns, reason for recall. All kinds of reasons. All you have to do is fill out the blanks in this form. An attorney, a guy in Colorado paid $5,000 for this, Chris, for the petition to be drawn up with blanks in it where he could pass it. Stu, it's yours. Get people to start doing it. They recalled two people in Colorado that were congresswoman, a congressman. All I did was give them airtime where they got the volunteers to go out and get the petition signed to put them up for vote, and they kicked them out for trying to take the guns. Very serious. Now, people can do this. One for every state. So if someone wants to get involved and recall somebody in your state, you know, you got proof and evidence of wrongdoing. If they're an APEC, Israeli First over America, if they sign that agreement, that's a reason to recall. And about 90% of them did. As Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, said, they kept telling her she had to sign it. She wanted to be reelected, and she wouldn't do it. She lost by one vote. We didn't vote these people in. Voter fraud. We know that. Voter machines, all that crap. Anybody that's patriotic knows this has been going on for years, since the 90s. And they took it over with the Westar satellite system and rigging elections and keep these people in office for 40 years. The Constitution, I pretty much believe, it says that they can go to Washington for two terms, a senator or a congressman, for up to two terms, and then they're supposed to return to their district respectfully. It says it right in there. If you really read the Constitution, that means two-term limit. These people need to be removed. Yes, go ahead.
Listen to this. This was just posted an hour ago. I'm gonna let Elaine read this. This is huge. This shows you where their head is and where their mind's at right now.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Elaine. Who's this?
Get it ready to go down. Rats. Look on for safe exit. James Copper is sending out a warning flare that if he's going down, there will be a lot of others he intends to take down with him, including a certain former president of the United States. He emphasizes Obama's personal involvement in the process from beginning to end. This is a deep state operative clearly rattled by what may soon be coming.
We'll see, you know. More of this so-called false hope, we'll see. We'll see. But pretend this is all false hope. Nothing gets done. Say, Trump turns out to be a stooge. What are we going to do as human beings to solve the problem, as Americans?
Well, Stu, I think, sadly, you know the answer to that, and I know the answer to that.
They're going to have to be forcibly removed.
Yep.
Well, that day could come, you know. I like the idea that Nurses Association has adopted. the fact the baseball bats smack them in the head and then take them to doctor, you know, pick them up. And, oh, my dad had a heart attack. Take him out the tree, strip him down naked, duct tape him in the tree, and, you know, nail their driver's license or ID card above them just in case if they're not found. You know, we got a body count.
Well,
the nurses all want to do that. The ones that are patriotic, I laugh about that one. That's a good idea. That's silent.
Whoever can legally organize this thing or these things needs to start doing it, because we need to start getting ready now. The time to say, you know,
enough,
oh shit, we could organize the militia is not after they take the guns.
No, I'll tell you, you know, Chris, they called me a general of the militia in 1995 in Time magazine. Here I'd give them stories, and they didn't even know it was me. And they apologized, all that stuff, but they labeled me that by the Anti-Defamation League, Morristees. And they were the ones that were infiltrating into Louis Free, the Mossad agent, and they were all Mossad stooges. And they even had them up on their website promoting them, and they were putting out disinformation about the whole Patriot movement before and after the Oklahoma City bombing. They knew about it in advance, were putting out all this disinformation. They said I had formed a militia in 42 states. Well, I did. Is it still in existence? I'd say so. And everybody is a militia member. Anybody that believes and defends and supports the Constitution of the United States is automatically a militia member, period. Period. We Americans, every one of us who claim to be an American, is a militia member. Now, what does that mean? Are we going to be out there shooting at them like the old Wild Wild West days and running through the bush? They used to call them bushwhacked here in Missouri. They'd run down to Arkansas where it was green and in the winter and get down in the green to hide out. Do we have to do that? Now we got cars. Oh, God. We got ways of getting around. Oh, man.
You know, this is our last chance to do it. And if we don't do it now,
we're all going to be dead.
We're done, because this generation here that's coming up, if they support people like Cortez and her bunch, the United States has had it. We'll be another Venezuela.
Yeah. By the way, that's a he, not a she. The one out of New York.
Yeah, we all know this.
Yeah, it's a he. It lied on its application to become, that's the reason for recall, by the way. Plus, it's in trouble because the campaign, the feds are looking at her now. Campaign.
Yeah, don't
money
you
laundering. Yeah. So, you know, they come up and they go. But we got to get the rest of them out of there, because they're cloned or they're chipped. One heck of a lot of them in the United States Congress and Senate. And I'm aware of that because of the people that I have known over the years have told me about this stuff. But Chris, Elaine, any other suggestions? We've gone about 33 minutes here. Anything else you think we ought to cover?
Well,
hit me with it.
If we don't, in the places where we can, if the place, you know, in the states where you're allowed to do so, if you don't start growing food and doing what you can to take care of yourself, you may find yourself soon dead in the water, because like Stu was saying, they're hitting our crops. They're hitting our crops hard. We're not gonna have anything.
And our
livestock is dying off like flies. But the first thing that we have to handle before we can shut anything down is this corrupt government, because as long as they're in the way, we can't shut down HARP, we can't shut down any of this stuff, because it's all government control. We need to shut down all the weather wars and all this other stuff, but we can't do it until we until we shut down this corrupt government. And we can't do that mainly without God's help. That's first and foremost what we have to have. I believe in my heart it's what got Trump elected in the first place. We'd ended up with, you know, Hilton Beast in there hanging crack pipes and, you know, 13-inch dildos off the Christmas trees in the White House if we hadn't had that.
That's not the worst.
But,
Yeah, I remember that was Gary Aldridge who reported that, the former FBI agent in the White House, in his book. He talked about it.
Yeah, I know. And the thing that people don't understand is, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. But should the Democrats win, you know, we're done, because they're going to shut everything down and it's over. So the time for us to act is now.
Yep.
And the first thing we have to do is, and I've been guilty of not doing it as much as I need to, but the first thing we need to do is pray and stay in that game. And then, like I said, the next thing we've got to do is start organizing, getting our groups together and get ready to do this thing, because if it goes down, we're going to need people like you that can get out there and do it. We're going to need people that, like me, I'm in a wheelchair, so I can't go out there and do all that stuff, but I'm damn good at reconnaissance and using computers and stuff like that. So we all have things that we can do to make sure that this stuff gets done. And if we don't clean this mess up now, there ain't going to be no mess to clean up. People just don't realize that we're at a critical juncture in this country right now. In the next few months, either we're going to exist or we're not. It's literally that critical.
Yeah, we are coming down to the wire. I see it happening.
You know, like I said, your recall petitions, number one, send me those so I can start putting them out, and I'll get them out there, and I think we need to do that first.
Yeah, well, that we need to do. We need to do. So, I guess, anything else to add, Elaine?
What I'm really mad and upset about is the way they've been taking children and doing horrible things to them. And that's got to stop. Every one of them that harm children and do what they do to children, they need their, I'm going to just put it this way, they need their equipment removed so they cannot harm another child.
I'm in agreement with you. There's some molestation going on that has been going on for years in the churches, in the schools, in Hollywood. The politicians, you know, all this crap, transporting kids to Washington, D.C., and all this crazy crap, and these networks that they've got. I mean, if people don't believe it, just go Transformation of America, transformation-ofamerica.com, I think it is, Kathy O'Brien. She was a victim of it. I knew her. I met her. I met, you know, her boyfriend, I'm trying to think of his name, Mark Phillips. We had dinner together a couple of times. They were in agreement. Old Ted Gunderson's a stooge, FBI troll, and he was. And that was late 90s they were talking about that stuff. But Kathy was a perfect example. And Kathy serviced as a child. She was sent to service in her little network they had her in. Hilda Beast, as well as Daddy Bush and others. Billy Boy. I mean, This is sick. So these people that have harmed children, I'm in agreement with you. They need to be taken care of. They need to be taken care of. It's one thing, I don't know that I've ever said this story publicly, but Charles Keating had been known by Gunther Rossbacher because they worked together. And Gunther, I got to know him early on. That's the first spook I came to know. And, you know, it was tied to Denver and everything else, and tied to some heavy-duty stuff that went on. Shipping fighter jets, Apache helicopters, all kinds of stuff. But Charles Keating, who was CIA, Lincoln Savings, blasted the place apart, him and Milman and Mizell. They, Keating and worked with Gunther Rossbacher at one time, where they went rogue, and they went around because Keating's daughter had been raped by some pedophile. She was only about 3 years of age or something, kidnapped or raped her or something. And so he decided he was going to go around and get rid of the pedophiles in America. So they killed a bunch of them, hundreds of them. I mean, just exterminated them. So
they weren't. They need to be if they're going around killing, especially if they're killing children for sacrifice.
They need to be
taken out by themselves.
Yep, they need to be executed on the spot. That's it. You know, and this human sacrifice crap's really going on. And I mean, I've been reporting on it for years, and even they shot and killed the guy in Oklahoma trying to kidnap him one time to take him up to Denver just for the summer solstice. This is nuts. These are these demon-possessed, alien-possessed human beings that Otis Johnson, NSA, used to tell me about, the 200,000 of them. And he said they're worldwide, and he said they've cloned 10 million, that they're registered. This was the alien agreement, folks. Our United States government did in secret. And they're allowing them to clone. They cloned 10 million of them down in Hope, Arkansas. And Otis said he believed, and others in the NSA believed, they had cloned nearly 20 to 30 million that weren't registered. So, I don't know. We got a big problem.
Now,
I know that.
Now, whoever thinks that what we're talking about doing and being so irate about this is not Christian thing to do. They got a pastor named Charles Lawson, Stu. You ought to look him up. He preaches almost every Sunday about the New World Order and what they're doing and how they're bringing illegal aliens in to vote on to get the votes to swing over to the Democrats. And how all these people are possessed by fallen angels and all this stuff. But he actually said the other day that if we did not take this thing back, that we were going to lose this country. And he said, Jesus said in his word, if you have anything to sell, sell it and buy a sword. And then he also mentioned, and I'm going to look it up, I'm going to find it in the word, and I'm going to post it in the next day or so. He also mentioned that the Bible said that public execution is a deterrent to crime. So anybody that thinks that God wouldn't want somebody publicly executed that committed treason and sedition and tried to overthrow their country and was killing babies and all this stuff, you need to go back and read your Bible, because we ain't talking about just going out and going on a shooting spree and randomly shooting somebody for no reason here. You know, anytime the Bible backs up what we want to do and says that it's a godly thing to do because it deters crime, then that's something that we need to look at.
Yeah. Well, we also need to look at the David and Goliath story and what God did with David. Sometimes God has used people to go in and execute the evil ones.
Okay? Yeah.
So, you know, we just have to look at it and pray about it. And if we all started praying and ask God to judge him, bring him salvation, whichever, I guarantee you he starts moving that direction. You pray individually for him.
And that's, it's a way to go.
Pardon me?
You know, she said more the church needs to wake up.
Yeah, it does.
So they could pray and get in the stuff.
Well, I've been trying to get them. You know, I had, I think Joel and Charlene are probably two best experts on, because he's like a professor and she was going to become a minister. And the two of them know the Bible, and they know the whole origin of the different books of the Bible and where things came from and everything else, and this false religions that are out here and the satanic religions. And we did a program on that. It's up on stuweb.com. And folks, the site has been changed for anybody listening. It's been changed to where the radio shows are on the front of the site now. So you can just click on the button, turn off the show that's playing on the air that you can hear when you dial it up, and then just go down the button you need and the show, and there it is. It says what date and who was on.
And one of the last things that I want to say before I hang up, and Stu can verify this because he's experienced it. I had a Facebook friend of mine. She was a heavy, hardcore Christian truther. Her name was Barbara Van Zandt. Well, I had posted a personal meme that I did about the Mueller report being done 6 months ahead of time and being conveniently held back so that the Dems would be elected and they could keep all this mess and BS going on. Well, somebody that I suspect might be a troll said, "Do you have any proof of this?" And I said, "Yeah, the video is underneath my meme, like I always, that's the way I do things on my page. But if you go and look at my page is almost all of it is all what's going on in our government. I mean, that's pretty much all it is. So everybody that's on my page is part of the truth community, wants to see Trump relieve Pfizer and knows that the government's dirty and all that. That's basically what I spend all day long trying to get validity of stories and all of this kind of thing." Well, after this guy questions me about the validity of this story, which, by the way, came out on Fox News being 100% legitimate, after this guy questions and basically attacks me, Barbara comes back and says, "You're gonna believe Mueller and Schiff over Chris? What is wrong with you? This man, I mean, she just went off on him." And then this morning, she gets out to go somewhere, and just suddenly, for no reason at all, no medical problems, no nothing, no, you know, "Pray for me, I'm in the hospital, or I'm having problems," or whatever, but for no reason at all, this morning, just a few hours ago, drops dead of a heart attack. Right after she
did she get stonard?
That's pretty much what I suspect, because what she was doing was taking up for my validity, and you know, anybody that knows me knows that all I do in my waking hours is spend time at this computer trying to take these people down. It's literally all I do. As a matter of fact, I lost some of my Facebook friends because they said that my Facebook page got boring because all I did was report on this stuff 24 hours a day. If I'm awake, that's what I'm trying to do. Is bust the, I want these people's heads on a plate. I want them taken down. I want our child, our children protected. I want these heart and everything shut down. I want this stuff stopped. And the people that are doing it, taken to prison, executed, or whatever, I want it stopped. And I know for sure you've been hit because of who you were married to and all the stuff that you're involved in, which we don't even have time to get into all of that mess on this broadcast, because we can go on another 4, 5, 6 hours about all that mess.
Yeah, but they did hit me with a stone arm, been popping to me quite often, and they got it to where I had to have heart surgery, and you know that. And I mean, we're talking a real bind here. I'm in the worst financial bind I've ever seen in my entire life, and I had to have a stent put in.
Not to mention what happened to you and your dad with your immune system after you got hit with the mess.
Yeah, I know. Put him in a hospital, nursing home permanently, and they take all his income, and all of a sudden, you know, half the rent is gone, and now I'm having to dig it up. I've never been in such a financial disaster. I mean, this is wrong, but this is what they do to you, Chris. And so that wasn't enough. They got to poke me some more satellite and cause me a mini stroke or heart attack 2 days apart. So they said, "Oh, we're gonna look inside your chest and see if you got a, you know, any blockage." And sure enough, they claim there's a little bit of blockage in there in one of the arteries.
Talking about that, I did a personal meeting one day. Where I said basically to all the Illuminati, Aleister Crowley believe in satanic sacrifice, and I mean I listed Luciferian, you know, the blood of Jesus will take you down and you will stand before God and be prosecuted for your crime or something like that. I mean I nailed
their ass
to the wall.
Let's pray for that and keep that in our prayers. I'll be in agreement with that. That God takes them down and puts them away.
But the thing is, while he's writing this, I'm in the kitchen trying to get dinner cooked, and I'm starting to feel dizzy. So I sit down on the stool and I lean my head up against the counter. In my arm, and all of a sudden, I find myself getting up from the floor, and I didn't know what was going on. It must have been a mini stroke because I come in here barely able to move, couldn't even hardly talk. My son and Chris were saying, "You okay? You okay?" And I'm like, and I don't know what I look like, but Chris knows what I look like.
And I had just hit the enter key on my keyboard, and I had just hit that, and she got hit. Boom.
Yeah, I know. I got hit today.
And I heard the crash in the kitchen, and I asked my stepson what was wrong, and he said, "Mom's on the floor."
Yep. Yeah, they hit you. It sounds like stonar coming out of E-Systems. Because they hit me today with their little toy about 3 o'clock this afternoon because I was cleaning up my site and getting them off there. Spent a lot of time. And they smacked me and my computer and everything. Knocked everything down.
And I know that a few weeks ago, when all this Justice Department corruption got heavy and I started posting stuff about everybody in the Justice Department being corrupt and don't trust anything that you hear coming out of the Justice Department because they're all corrupt. I started getting severe headaches sitting in my computer. Elaine said I would throw my head back and then lunge forward. Well, come to find out, I went to the doctor just a couple weeks later. Come to find out, my red blood cell count was down to almost 8. And around, supposed to be up around somewhere around 12 and 13. You know, I've had to be on iron pills and everything else, trying to get my blood back up. I've had two transfusion already and an ulcer. So they know exactly where to get you. They know what your weakness is. And now that Facebook and all these other, and Google and all of this other mess has been busted selling everybody's medical records, they know everything about everybody. And anybody can say, oh, Chris, you and Stu are full of mess. Y'all reaching out there. Let me tell you something. You may think we're reaching, but until you live through this mess and until you experience having a mini stroke and going through all this mess because you've been researching this crap ever since you, you know, ever since 1991, which is when I started. So I've been at this shit for a long time. Until you've been on the other end of that, you need to shut your mouth because you have no idea what people go through once they decide that their eyes are open and they've had enough. And whoever wants to sit there and call Stu crazy, they can call him crazy if they want to, but I can guarantee to you, everything that he's saying is 100% legitimate, because you don't get involved with somebody like Larry Mizell and Leonard Melman and come out on the good side of things unless you're in there with them. And if you come out on the right side of things, you come out as their enemy. So, you know, anybody who thinks we're out here playing games, I got news for you. Get nutrition with us. Then you'll find out the games ain't so fun.
Yeah, that's true, Chris. That's true. Well, with that said, we're at about 57 minutes, right at an hour. Why don't we call it quits for the evening? I'm getting a little tired myself. I've been at it for a long time today, and it is getting kind of late. But, Chris, I thank you, and I thank Elaine both for sharing your opinions, what we got to do. And do you want any last word here?
Well, like I said, the prayer needs to be kept up. In fact, I think we need to end this thing with prayer, because if we lose our constitution and they take our right to pray from us and they take our guns, the United States as we know it is going to cease to exist, and that's just it. I mean, you know, Barack Obama said it best one time. I think he said it in fear, his own self. You know, he said, "Oh, here they come," you know, with their God, their Bible, and their guns. Well, guess what? That's what made the United States and the Constitution what it is, because we were free, God-worshipping, Bible-toting people. And if we lose the ability to do that, we have lost this country.
Yep, you're right, Chris. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank Elaine both for coming on with me, and I'll be talking to you a little bit later then.
Okay.